Що з вами, Мері?
Here's my advice, yeah, Shakaya, for speaking to the boys, the one that is very hard.
Simikum Dazayin Sefal, the Sugil of Giloy. Sebez and Gimel is the idea of Sekona with fish and meat. Dal Dehe with the idea of Shoshish Bepia Prius. I'd like to go to now Sebov and Sebzayin. Kuv Dazayin.
What's Bepia Prius?
The people say, oh, well, the Elim says, the Bob is that. Everyone says, oh, these are Sekonas. Again, it's very interesting. You have all things that are brought down. We have two sifrim that let out all the new sakonas, and they bring down things that the Olam is always sakona. Now, for kashrus, we're not saying we're the kashrus of kulam, but on sakona, we're a chesh for it. Simple is still good about the shaktu. That means the mechabah starts off, that's in the Loshna Rambam. The weather is about shaktu, negate the things you eat, whether it's kia or tsoya or lechasucho, you have throw or dung. Whether it negates the sugya of kalim, whether it's a clear using as a base of kisei or causes dam. Even if dam, a third thing, your hands are dirty and the kalim are dirty, it's all nichol and the isra of baal teshakshu.
That's the rice story.
Oh, so that's the question. I mean, we have a pasuk in the end of Shemini, it says, al teshakshu es nafshuseichem, the whole sheretz ha-sheretz. The pasuk was discussing by Shvatim that it's baal teshakshu. The question comes on the base of Negeir to our sugya, is it a din deraisa or din derabbanan? He points out the Rambam says you get makas martis, therefore it sounds like a din derabbanan. But nobody is a get of a deraisa, but nichol can't have like in chasishir is also matara, yet you do not get malkis. The title by us, the second vav, brings down that even though it says that makas martis the Rambam, avad is a love should be clolius, and therefore it's a din deraisa, so it does. Din deraisa. Atzad Hasheni, the ritual of the sugya makas, he's very clear. They said, no, it's a cross, smacht v'almo, drabonon. Therefore, the lavush by us, he brings it down. He said, the potsuk of adzim smachto, lavush and sivav. They point out, look at the Magavam and Simon Sadek Beis. Over there, he also calls it a drabonon. The Mishabu and Simon Gimel, when he brings down the primogodim, the ger to someone who holds himself back from going to the bathroom, it says over there, they are even iser about the shaktu, which they made the sugar of covered abriyas, b'doicha the iser about the shaktu. Now, the halacha of Kovet Bisku Deicha Alav is only Drabonon. The Prima Godom says about the Shaksa Drabonon, the Mishmur brings it down. I mean, the Mishmur does not say the words Drabonon, but that's the Klal, that's the Maimokum it's coming from. And it comes out that Lachur the same Din Drabonon. Therefore, there's a Prechodish that way, there's a base Lechem Yehuda by us, Lechem Apodim Simpei Dalit, the Benishchai, and most places from Avoz, the Oyma Paskin. This idea of about the Shaksa, the Posik, Avaz the Raisu, but Negev to Asuk is only Din Drabonon. Because going to get to Shrotzim, not to get to us. Now, the question now, once we do have this issue, whether I'm on the right, so I'm not going to get to us, what is the getter? That means, is the getter I define what Baal Teshaksu is, or the Tzibur defines Baal Teshaksu? Go after the Yochud or after the Tzibur. We saw this in Kuf Dalet. The question, what defines this issue that we have Allah the Maisa, the getter, what on the Sugyo Sakhano? So, first, let's say it's only used to me and not to anybody else. Coming with Taz and Peidal, but it's a good tloyer. Let's say people do not mind eating certain things that are not that bad. A worm inside, no one really cares about it. A few mice, you forgot echoed by it, you turned off by it. You have the worm inside your tequila. Everyone else thinks it's no big deal, and you're like, ah. So come along with Taz, yeah. Say the mice, it's an issue over here. It's an issue. Even moistly today, to you yourself and not to anybody else, it's still nichol is issue. What time is it? Tzedek, Aruch HaShulchan, Ben Ishchai, and others.
Not the way that it's real, but
we'll get
it's
to.
Real.
No, we'll get to.
No.
Real Mias.
But it's real Mias.
It's real Mias.
No, if it's Mias. It's real, no, but certain people don't need Fisa
Lach. We'll get, I think, yes, certain cases that people who, I've seen people take feet of chickens and eat them at the Shabbos meal. And they put them inside. I've seen that. Now, for me to do that, I think it would be Nechon, it's about the Shaksu.
But it's not something Be'etzim that's
now, you want to ask me, eating Bashad, I think it's about the Shaksu? Eating sweet bread is about the shaksu? You can start clarifying.
It's subjective.
It's subjective.
It sounds like.
It's not like eating
but we have a child.
Some people. Again, those are clear. The Shomanaj wants to give you clear things. The question is, things are not clear. Some people think eating tongue, as you see the tongue with the bumps on top of it, it's for echoed. And if you have that on Gosha, these places are saying, the mice to be machmer. That for you, if you have soya, and you have feet, it's the same thing.
But it's not really be'etzim something that's heckling.
Why? It sounds like that's what
it's I disagree.
Correct. That's just a question. Something that's objective that no one else's in view is. That's Nicholas category over here.
Is this also a
kulam? No, we'll get that. So number one, if it's the moist to you, the mice said Nicholas get together of Batashaksu. Number two, it's moist. Let's say it's inside Shisha now. He said most poskim paskim by sekona bottle shisha mice works. Kama l'shach and simu kuf dal that we had, that shishim, if it's still for eckled. No head of shishim. If the maisa, you put soya inside your food. Oh, now, shishim, go eat it. So someone threw up inside your food. Go eat it. So, guy may be informal to do that, but otherwise, that's the shach still over here. Therefore, there is no concept of bittul negate this thing over here.
No,
that one,
not
for Kurt.
If he doesn't know about it. In other words, you put on
fish oil. Now, what about fakert? Fakert? Let's say it's moist the world, and for you it's not moist. What about that case? So there are really two sheets among the Gdol HaKhoinim. The way Knesset Gdol goes, moist the world, you're about to die to the world. Everyone says it's moist, but moist it's moist. The other Pichodesh, he disagrees. He says it really depends. If everyone says it's moist, and you're the Das Yochid says not moist, I don't mind soil. What's the big deal? No, you're something's wrong. You have to change your view in life. But let's say most people think it's a problem. But there are me and a matzli that people say mitzvah is not a problem. That he wants to tie this. Not nichol in this category of mias, because mitzvah is the art said by certain people, and therefore most people are thinking pacha is. But those people who eat mitzvah, fine, the seder, no problem eating these feet of chicken or that way. Same thing as sweetbreads. The mitzvah that's the most popular in Golik, be chodosh. Brought down by us by the Lechem Yigal, the Lechem Aponim, by us to some good design, so Chetetek will be bringing down that way. That's how the person grows, that as long as there are people out there that not should nichol get a moist, it's not a problem over here. Now, in this case, the things that are moist, we said there are two things, three cases in Shulchan Aruch. One is the Eichel, one is the Kli, and one is the time your hands are dirty. So first, the hands are dirty, you see some of the people eating at the hand of Mamish. That's Mamish Baal Teshach, sir.
What, from the food alone?
What do you mean?
The hands are
no,
muddy.
The
and they don't think
it's
dirt.
Oh,
that it says zuama, full of sweat. That's Baal Teshach.
Baal Teshach.
Now, negate this. Negate the kli. So that's negate to the achila. Negate the kli. Let's say you want to use a kli. Can you cash the kli? Can you cash the kli? You have a bowl that was, your kid used as a potty that was made for. Now a kid grew up. Now you have these bowls. Can you cash it and use it? Can you just scrub it? So my sir, we had this in the Odeya in the end of the Simon Kuchop Alef. Brought down by the Beis Yosef. If you brought down the Orchis Chaim, the Orchis Chaim says like please Isser. And therefore it says go cash it. Beis Yosef says no. Beis Yosef says do shiv shuv heitav, clean it well. The mice not a problem. The Paiskim, the Bichodosh, and our Choshov, Chav Chaim, over here in Kuv Dazayin, the Migdam, to clean it well, the mice is good enough. Now, they have two, I guess, limitations in the Beis Yosef they're discussing. Is a case over there is usually a kli that's cold. Let's say the kli used hot things inside. Hot. You cooked a kli that was used with things that are disgusting, but it's hot. Come on, the Knesset Gedol that says even the Beis Yosef agrees that in that case you have to go kasher. The Blias. The mice that steam is a paiskim is not the way. The Shulchan Aruch says, no, steam is a paiskim, whether it's cold or hot, there's no difference. Number two, a second thing, the Yad Ephraim, but also the page brings down the Yavits, even the tzad that you want to be makel, but let's say you previously use it for something that's moist, now you want to go use it, he says, also, unless you make pam chodoshu bolakan, unless you do a leben gaber, mamash put it back in the kitchen over here, otherwise he wants to answer it. Chidah brings down this way. The Yavitz, the Chidor, the Yad Ephraim, but also on the page of Simchah Design, they say the Maisa to be Machmer. Now, my father before said, let's say someone does not know about it. Is there a Bayah about the Shaksu? Meaning, for example, can I give you apple juice? Really, it's Merrick Lyon. It's cold. It's from the refrigerator. Is there an Isser over there? So, there are two things over here. It's not the sugya about the Shaksu, but Moshe, the Isser's question of Moshe, I'm not sure, the Shuman Chalitess, and the person coming down. There is a Baal Teshach when you know about it. If you lack of knowledge, no Baal Teshach.
Okay,
lack of knowledge. What?
No.
If you tell them that he knows, he won't use it. That's Aleph. However, the second is the second of the Pasuk in the Torah, a lift the evil, a sit in Rikshaw. in that it's causing a person to do an aveira, causing hezek, or giving a person each of the shenu againis. If you know the person does not want to drink apple juice, the chori doing an eitzah shenu againis, a nichel isid deraisa lifna iver. Also, another case. Also,
he doesn't mind drinking
it if he doesn't know. No, also, now, in a case that he doesn't know, wouldn't mind drinking it, then he won't have his isser. That's correct. That's correct.
So, you're not allowed spice to drink isser that
you don't see the mitzvah? No. To spice? If he doesn't want, yeah, for you, yeah, it's about my call of the illith, yeah, but it's the right.
Wow.
That's Sivov. Siv Zayin. Sorry, in the. Siv Zayin, he's come over from Chaber, and he discusses the local with Yavet. Something that's musukenis, that's musukun. The medaktikim are machmer not to go eat it. The more it says really depends. If this is something that is the real paskin mutu api swaro, the bal nefesh should not eat it. Building upon this halacha, come on the nice kelim that they discuss things that are mutter. Is there a tzad to be machmer? I mentioned it Friday, on Thursday, on the end of the seder. But speak it out again. Come on, the question like this: something by etzim is mutter. The potable shisha. It's the cliche. He's not mavashal. But ma'isa, I don't want. Is it tzad to be machmer? Should a person throw it out? Once in a ma'isa, the Rav told me himself that he had something that someone put inside his chicken, some butter, throw his margarine, and he made a whole cheshbon of how shisha with this and that. He had a whole tray, and after working after an hour with another Rav, he came out smutter. Then he took the whole tray of chicken and threw it in the garbage. It's like
she threw it in the garbage.
Actually, he told me he did it. But, okay.
He wanted to eat it.
Okay. So the Maisa, it's motor, bottom of shishim, and the Maisa goes serve it. Is that the correct hug over here? Oh. So come with the Issev at the Oroch, and he says, a case of Klisheni, a case of shishim, he brings down the example that the Maram was Machmer in 6 hours, even a case of hard cheese, is no Mamok from the Gemara. And therefore, Kodesh Yemeloy, when I'm Kodesh over there, and Avad is the mitzvah to your machmer, things that technically are mutter. I mean, even the Shishim over here, Avad the mitzvah to your machmer. Asana Sheni, come up with Pesach Tshuva, and goes on further, and he brings down a Selis Lamincha quoting a Torah's Oshem. Selis Lamincha is the Torah's Ashlamim, who's quoting a Torah's Oshem, who is the Tosfos Yontif. And they bring down this Issev at Aruch and said, those who want to be machmer is Kemoy Minos. It's like our precursors. The Amon Shu, when he brings out this idea of being bottom of Shishim, one being Machmer, those who are Machmer is Eino Elo Min HaMatmiyim. You have to realize the two examples they're taking over here. There's a case over here of Shishim, which we learn the Sugyo, the Gemara in the Chulin says, and the Tzadik Tess, the Gemara brings out Machlokes of Shishim or Kof. That means there are Shishim out there, say 100. And the example of saying we pass in Shishim, still, those are Machmer Kemoy Minos. We know that the gate of sugar cliche needs a big mavucha among the Paiskim who had to look upon it. You're going to pass the cliche of Mises Motor. That's the example where the Arshitas out there still the Aminas. Now, that if you come to your Machmer with Sandal Shitas, the one who said Meir, the one who cliche is Mavashal, that I don't think there's a Bayah Lalocha as Minos. It's something Machmer because you feel that way. Mises Tur says Motor, and one of Machmer against with it. With we pass him, that's Lalocha? That's the idea of Apikorsis over here. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down that way, the Moshe Chuv brings it down that way. Now, Moshe says, Allah can negate the Shishim. Let's say things are bottle of a rave. You know the Sugya of Simukuf test. Over there, the Rishon already bring down to be Machmer, throw one out. Then apply the concept of bottle of a rave. But the idea of Shishim, command the lesser, they say, the Vikr of Pashkim on Taino, Nichol the Sugya of Apikorsis. Not only that, to argue on the Issevet Aruch. Not only that, the Daka Chuvah brings down from the Bnei Yisoschar. Not only is it you should not be machmer, it's a mitzvah to go eat it. You mean zan, because really, everyone should have everything we have in this world to go eat. And now you can't, because there's an is to go eat it. But now that is bottom of shishim, ki yisparu, and it says it's a kadosho, it says it's a kadosho, it's a mitzvah to go eat it. So I point out, things are bottom of shishim,
And
Batushak
does not have
to know
whether you're
the echo. No, if you have an echo, then Chanami, the real Batushak,
that's what happened in that case. So she was echoed by the
no, no, that's beside Aloha. That wasn't even for echo. It wasn't for echo.
A lot of people get for echo because of the Aloha.
That's not definitely get. I don't think that's definitely get a Batushak. That's not Batushak.
Right,
that's Apikorsis. Come on, come on, Apikorsis.
We don't do that.
So fine. So again, we have this in the concept of being Machmer. That comes out. That again, when things are mutter, it's mutter. We follow it. That's what we do. Everything we're doing, what we don't do, it's not Hashem. What's not Hashem? Whatever we're supposed to do, we follow these kolam over here. Building upon this concept, of when the person can be machmer, we came across numerous times the concept of kiyum dosh b'ram dosh sharing b'sayim Hashem. Once the team goes to go do it, we have a right to go follow that. So really, there are two questions over here. Number one is, when do we say the idea of Kim Dosh Bram Dosh Ram Sayyim Hashem? And number two, can you be Machmer? Can you be Machmer? So first, can a person make up his own idea of Kim Dosh Bram Dosh? The Tzibra does it. I'll be Samech and the Tzibra. So the Chalkas Yaakov has a tshuva about that. He says, whatever the Shem Lekmore says, yes, you cannot make up your own cases. The Vayatzev says, whatever you have a Messiah for, but not more than that. That's what they say. Maisa, as far as I can see, for the tshuva does not seem to go this way. The tshuva say if the tzibut is mekel, no problem. Moshe Kiyadua says by smoking, he says in the 60s and 70s, once that was the tzibut did, not today. Even the dosh b'ram dosh shem b'sayim Hashem can be samech upon it. The Debitzino discussing a case of having garlic powder. He says one of the two we bring down, even dosh b'ram dosh. Shlomo Zalman, he's saying the idea of sekonim is chayiv nashim don beroishim. Shlomo Zalman discussing seatbelts. He says the reason why the Olam Kitua is very lax about it, Akim Dosh Baram Dosh, Soyim Vashoyim Hashem, even though it's a chayk, even these days you can argue the point. Dine Fisher is discussing the case of drinking standing up. It makes a person very weak, they won't get enough ayin. He says, why? Akim Dosh Baram Dosh. The Olam seems to be lax about it. We are actually discussing walking Yechidi Bein HaMetzorim. So Locha brought down and some talk of Don Aleph. Walking alone, Bein HaMetzorim. In Yimsakono, a shade.
How about walking with two women?
So that it did not say why.
It's a different
type, it's
not Sakono.
It is Sakono, a couple of things.
So maybe Sakono probably
the Kosher Shekha. Okay. So again, Rashi brings it down. So we see that the Paiskim seem to understand that number one, they get the idea of Kim Dosh Ram Dosh, Shem Hashem, you can. Again, Chalk Yaakov disagrees. That's one question. The second thing is there a reason to be
Machmer? Kim Dosh Bram have to be who has to establish it, you said.
Who can establish it?
A few nations have a Sakana and they're a Dom Reisham and everyone else
is. No, who established
it? I'm not clear, but it sounds like, again, like smoking, the whole world did it, right? Seatbelts is clear, the Olam does it for a long time. Certain cases are very clear. Everyone drinks standing up. Well, that's what Olam does. Certain things are very clear. It could be things that have to be clear that way.
Do they come and drink standing up?
Go down to lunch and see. And go to breakfast, coffee, see. Just go see. So we'll get back to that. We'll get back to why maybe it's not the right way you see for the case of coffee. Now, the second question is this, should a person, a kind of person, be machmer? And really, the key is like this. Is that the Hashem B'Shem Hashem? Is it pesti a Kosh Baruch watched over Bavada if you're a Tam Chochom or a person who has any bar das to be machmer? Well, no, it's a Hotshu. The question is this really a Tchli or is this a case of a Hotshu? That's a shallow among Dan. How do you look upon this halach over here? So there's a Chumas Adesh and Chumas Chelik Aleph discussing that a Kozo, a person should not do, the Gemara said in Shabbat, Chol Chavtes, on Friday. The Gemara brings down, but Shem B'Shem Hashem. Says the Chumas Adesh, but should a person be machmer? Says the Vader, Yitam Chochma Vadiyah, even a regular person should be machmer. Because the Gemara is saying to be Mekel, Shem B'Shem. But Vader, if he can't be, he should. The Ritva in Yevomis and Dafayim Beis brings down, the Gemara over there says, that a bris milah on the cloudy day is a sakono. And therefore he says, you want me machmer not to the bris milah on the 8th day mitzvah is cloudy? A vader, it should be other. You have to realize this is talking about the kid over here, that he absolutely is a pesi, and still the concept is to be machmer. Yeah. Mukiyot brings down that way, and the Beis Yosef and Evan Ezra Simitas brings down this Chumash Adashin, and the, I think the Mukiyot over there.
In this Nitcha, the Raisa, the Yom HaShmini.
Yeah. That means again, Beis Yosef and Emes and Tess being down the Shemitah Deshen, Beis Yosef and the Beis Yosef in the Yerder being down the Mekirtev and the Ritva, that he, they go with the Mahalaf, that the Vadis is that if a person can be, he should be Machmor and Shurim Pesulim Hashem. And if it were Vosner, if he hasn't went this way, Atzad Hashem, Atzad, Atzad, at this point, Beis Yosef, it's called two Beis Yosef that bring it down.
But that's the Gemara.
The Gemara says Sakana Klani Day. The Gemara says it.
The
Gemara says it, and therefore the Ritva says, well, if you want to be Machmer, it should be Abba. And the Beis Yosef brings down this. Atzad Hasheni, they come with different avenues that we've not seen see this way. Number one is this. See us if you want. Have you ever heard anyone have a Bismillah they call it Klani Day? So, question is why? So either the way the Yom Shlomo he brings down this ritual, he says the Chora today were all massive pesis, and therefore the Maisa maybe in those days the Gedolei Rishonim today that's the way we are. We can't say we're above that. And therefore we said the Maisa we do the Maisa do a Bris Milah Klali Day. That's Aleph. Second, the Tiferes, if he wants a Taino, it really depends. If certain people are Machmer, certain people aren't Machmer. That's what to be Machmer for. With a whole Tzibur is Makel upon it. That's certainly Nichol in the concept of. If he does that, evaluate a person can be Mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan, when he discussed it, he says, Lo Yishamanu, the Klali Day. Right, Mamash writes that. People do not have a Bismillah. He says, even the idea of Akkoz is done. He says, once we have the, none of the place can, like my father said, none of the place can be done at Satri Machmer. A garment to Beis Yosef, from the Beis Yosef onwards, no one brings it down. We do not have to be Chosh for it. And therefore, the Shlomo Zalman says, not to be Machmer more than what's said in Shulchan Aruch. And when the Yisrael Chaim Kineski, you never saw the words were, Ach Shetiru Etiru. Totro. I mean, the Hunger seems to be that we nichol category of Hutsho not be brought down by the Paiskim this rich for the Mukhi Yosef, they seem to go with the Yam Shleim or of Hashulchan. And therefore, whatever the Tzibah says, the Maisa is Mutter, they have right to go do that even in Chachilo.
So, why is drinking water after fish a problem? Because of Rikivay Gabor
Hadam? Because who does that?
No, I'm saying because of Rikivay Gabor Hadam.
Brought down, we're Machmer.
What if the Paiskim brought it down afterwards? Like, even though Taisus brought it down. It would have been extinct. I'm saying if the Beis Yosef brought something down,
and another person afterwards,
yeah,
that's the Aruch HaShulchan saying.
But if,
the Aruch HaShulchan says that after Beis Yosef, no one brought it down. Yes.
So the only reason why we can't, we shouldn't drink water after fish.
Because I point out, right, every, cause I showed.
So they would have left it out of the Sfar.
But they didn't.
I didn't. Okay.
Now, just one example. The Gemara's example: you should not have a person that gets pregnant not do tashmish on the 90th day. Kilo shayfech tov.
What day?
After you become pregnant, you should have tashmish on the 90th day. The Gemara and Daf Lama Al says, Kilu Shevech Domim. Says the Gemara, how do you know what is the 90th day? Echelami Shevech Bestoim Hashem. Says the Achonim, but let's say you do know when the 90th day, you can't make a cheshbon. Is it Nichol in this din? So Moshe, Kedakri says, the Maisi, even if you do know, it's Hoshua. And the Vosa says, no. Maisi, do know, you should be Machmer. That's just one example.
You count.
By a couple of people over here. The Shlomo Zalman says, "Ma'aseh seatbelts, kim dosh ma'am dosh shem b'slayim Hashem." The Ish of Shlomo Zalman, the same safe from Madan and Shlomo. What about jumping off an airplane? Now the Ma'aseh says,
"No."
Yes. So that he says. That he says is no hetter for. That this will get a sakana. No hetter dosh per am dosh. That's what he says.
People broke their legs.
So the Tiva understands that jumping out of the airplane is sakana. If the oilam crosses the street and sakana, since it's accepted upon society to go do it, but Moshe says it's not accepted. It's
not accepted to jump out of a
parachute. Now, just since we mentioned the case of the get to dosh b'ram dosh, no, I didn't find anyone discuss jumping on the airplane except Shlomo Zalman. He says it's a bayah.
What?
Well, the guy who tried saw how safe it was, forgot to put the rope on his foot. That doesn't have. Right? That's what, that's what happened, right? A guy was making a video to show how safe he jumped. There's a video. A guy had a video showing how safe he jumped and he got to the rope. There's a video. A guy made a video to show how safe bungee jumping is. He jumped and he got to put the rope on his foot. It's a famous video.
Did he die?
Yeah, he died.
It was very quick.
The gender of something safe is the amount of people who sacrifice that die. Traveling in a car 75 miles an hour is also very unsafe. The license in the car is
Rav Vosna says, on the halacha tefei, when it says the idea of traveling at night, sakon, he says chavudin driving crazy. It's nichol chavur sakanta mitzra. Some people, again, I don't know what 75 is. I know what 75 is.
No, driving
you feel the chul
give
a brakes will fail at 75, you're finished.
That's fine. That doesn't happen.
Parachute also doesn't happen. That's the
parachute
point.
Also is a parachute.
It opens 99.9%
of the time. 0.0027%. No, the gender safe is not doing that.
Brakes fail. People die.
Now we mentioned the concept of eating and drinking. Bamido. Shashchem. To walk there, the chorus of Bayav Sakon and Echnami. Again, we mentioned the concept just now about eating and drinking standing up. Now, really, there are two things more to get up. The most is number one, eating and drinking and then standing up. That's one issue we mentioned yesterday. A second issue of eating and drinking while you're standing. The Gemara really says three things. Number one, eating while you're standing, drinking while you're standing, and shibush mitase also when you're standing. All three, the Gemara says, it makes a person weak. It says, it makes a person weak. And another thing they point out, a second mamakum why a person should not eat and drink standing up, is a mission derech eretz, a brisa that brings down over there, a tamachach, which should not eat and drink standing up. Vayam said, not mechubad to eat and drink standing up. Now, the place can point out that a shmor is not mechubad. 100%.
It's
not nice derech eretz, and you should sit down, and that's not the correct way of eating. And yeah.
Okay,
when I went with my father,
their
table's there.
Look at them standing and eating.
What?
Everyone's eating standing.
Kiddush. No, no. Kiddush, they're always standing.
Walk in the basement.
So, a couple of things. First of all, I went with my father to meet dinner a couple weeks ago, right? We simply sat down by the shmok over there, by the mirror. Second, by my kiddush, my bar mitzvah, the kiddush, every time, make sure there's chairs there, for that reason. Not for that reason. And I know a lot of people don't, they don't care. Not for this reason. That's partially, it's much more
covenant.
What? We'll get to fine. This first again. Now, it is brought down this concept by the Magarum in Reis Adagvav, and the Rabbim Prim God Mishbuah Megate Havdalah by drinking standing up. The place can say Havdalah, you make the bracha, and then even you stand by Havdalah, you're supposed to sit by the drinking. Why? I'll see the Derech Eretz. Watch Derech Eretz over there. Now the question is how far to take the category and what to do practically. So there are a couple of a term out there that they discuss. You have to know where they're coming from. One is, what about B'derech Arai? You might say, a Shmuel is spoken, you have to know if it's B'derech Arai or not. But is there a Heter B'derech Arai? So Daniel Fisher says there is no Heter. Really, Dr. Chaim Mishal before and said there is no Heter. They do bring down, this, in Archos Rabbeinu, the stipler, numerous times he drank water standing up, he drank his coffee standing up. He does not seem to be worried about this concept of Isim Chaim Kuvyevsky. He says maybe B'derech Arai is not Nichol Nezesser. Aleph. Second is, they point out, that people taste food all the time. Tasting them one time, Nevada is not Nechol
Nesfidu.
The amount they eat there, it's mamish washing and benching. The another thing is, what about smicho? So again, I think I mentioned one time, I saw Rav Meltzer drinking by the water fountain, I asked him, I think Mark Gittin, how can he drink? So he said he was leaning. So he told me, smicho ki yeshiva. So I asked him, so even for tashmish, so he told me, Ken Zayn. So I asked him, are you serious? So maybe, fine. Mice, I see that. Same Gemara, same words.
That's fine,
but I asked about this Gemara. Mice, Chaim Kuvyevsky has brought down that he asked about Smicha. He says, Smicha is Kishiva, and Mice, he leaned on something, and Mice, it does work. The other thing they discuss about is maybe they had to specifically negate to water, because maybe water has no chashivas to it. So again, the Izzet Ben Ishchai says does not apply, but again, this type of mice, practically, he drank water that way. They do point out, by a bris, person that gets the bracha, what does he do? He drinks it.
Chupa.
The safer.
Chupa.
What?
Chupa.
chuppah. So the other mice drink the same thing. So the mice, the same Koresh Bris says, and if Nami is not sure why, look, you'll buy a sit down by drinking the wine. What happened?
Yeah,
to Maisa again. So I think just the age of all these things is when, again, when Rabbi Lerner wrote Shmiz Gufa Nefesh, I asked him, like the Eilim, who is asking, Chura, Kim Dosh Mam Dosh Shem B'Soyim Hashem. Everyone does that, whether it's water fountain, whether it's by the coffee, by the water, everyone does that way. He told me, you cannot say that by yourself, you have to bring in my mokum. That's his taina. Can you say Kim Dosh Mam Dosh? You have to have my mokum. So Maisa, Dani Fish and Shuvin Chalita says, since the tea with mice, I brought him, and now it's Malur. And it says over there, Tanya Fisher says it's Lechem in the category. And therefore, L'chor, the head over here is the mice. The tea seems to be lax about it. You can't say the lax with Ava or water, or again, it's only making your body shrachli. The Ishlot over here, mice do not seem to be worried about this concept over here.
But
it's still, I really do think that drink, that people eating standing up, it's just not nice. I think there's an end of Derech Eretz numerous times, especially the way how certain people eat. But that's another story. Fine.
There goes the same thing in the Yeshiva dining room.
You sit down, yeah. You,
Cookies. Yeah, cookies, not space stand
up. I honestly do think taking the coffee, you're sitting down, is much more of a than standing up. I sit down every time I do that. Now, negate to another thing to get to Achilo is having a hot bread. There's Gemara and Yumada Peidal, the Rashi exam. To have hot bread, very hot, it's my koich bnei adam. Each person very weak. Yesh me die. David brought down by the Shalom Eishiv. He has askom to save his shmiras nefesh. Kavachayim is down. The other thing is down, not to have very hot bread.
Very hot
bread. Now, the question is, what does that mean? That means the Gemara in Shabbos, and that kofi tesan bay is being down from lava malka. You should have cham of moitz Shabbos from lugmo, and pas cham moitz Shabbos from lugmo. What does that mean? So Rashi over there says chama means either rechitza and shtiyah, and the idea of pas chama means hot bread, meaning to have a pizza, coffee, and a shower. What Americans do, that's why it's malugma, it heals you. That's pas chama. It's pas over kisim. Now the only bayah that point out, and I see a certain malachim being down, people sometimes have boiling hot pizza, it burns your tongue, or the bread is very hot over there. If it's boiling hot, you have a bayam. It's at the end of takes away the koich of a person. It should not be yoisim midai. For the kamchaim, it says yoisim midai.
Yeah, but I'll tell you a problem. If it was ever baked, it was the first time baked. You're reheating it. This thing says.
That's I went with more malach. There are those who want to give it to malach. I want the how the bare motion one. That's the chora. That's the bayam. Now another thing, I just asked the Shabbos. Someone wants to know the idea. Can you pass a child over the table? He says his wife tells him he's not allowed to, and he doesn't know any more car for that, and he wants to know. So him and his wife were arguing at the table. No, can you pass the kid over the table? So where the Mamokh is getting it from is this concept. His idea out there, the Olim says, Shulchan Doim Lum Mizbeach.
So
the makar for this Indian Shulchan Doim Lum Mizbeach, the Gemara Baruch is left, and hey, the Gemara brings down, the Shloisha Devarim is Marech Yomim V'Shneisav. And one thing the Gemara brings down is someone's Marech Al Shulchan, he has a long meal. What is the reason? So the Gemara says, because the Oni will come, and they'll give him bread. And it used to be that the Mizbeach was Mechapa of the Avodah of Yisrael. Now the Shulchan of a person is Mechapa Olav. Rashi over there says, because you have Orchim to come to you. And therefore, since the Shulchan, the Gemara is really saying, is Daimu Mizbeach, we don't have Mizbeach to Mechapa of Avodah. The Shulchan, our table, will Mechapa of Avodah. So the Mishmur brings down, we say, David Torah on our Shulchan. We have Orchim on our Shulchan, we have Nima on our Shulchan. Therefore, the Shulchan is Daimu Mizbeach, it's Mechapal Avonaisav. So, just go through different cases that the place can bring down, the Shulchan is Daimu Mizbeach, what to go do with that. So, first, one case. They point out you have Orchim. The category of Orchim are not people you invite your neighbors, that's not Orchim. Orchim, Lochim, Simon, Shalom, and Gimel, people have no Mokum in your city, they come from out of town. Letting some a neighbor, it's very nice, it's Reyos, but not Achlos Orchim. You have Orchim to come to your table. It's going to mekabel pnei hashchino. That's mechapa when I said brought down by the kishuk on aruch. That's why we have aruchim for. That's one case. Shulchan doim lumis bayach. Second thing.
The word that they have no other mechatesim to eat. What if somebody comes from their own different city and they could stay at home? Is that not?
They're right now. They have no place to be in. They're in a different
city. They put themselves in there.
It's still the aruchim right now.
Uh-huh.
Still aruchim.
Yeah.
a second case that are moving down the Kufsam Zayin. Shulchan was Bech, if you have salt on the table. That's what we have salt, and we dip it in on three times on Shabbos. Second thing. A third thing is, that's brought down by the same Chassidim and the Mishpura being down Sim Kufsam Zayin, is not to kill Kinim at the table. Mamash the Shabbos, someone was there, I guess, who was taking out Kinim with the kids here. I'm like, I guess, please stop that. No, it was Mamash for Ekelmi. And Kamung the Archa Shulchan, Lachor means anything that's Dava Mois is not to go do it. So Lachor, again, the Lashon of the same Chassidim is not to kill them. And he said, Al Shulchan Dunn Mizbeach. Lachor means anything Mois at the table is not a nice thing to go do. And I think taking out Kinim at the table is just very not nice. It really bothered me, the Shabbos. What?
What type of guest
pure chesed, pure chesed. My kids are nechlin on that. So, a fourth thing that's brought down Shulchan Aruch Mizbeach is the Mogavam Mosim Reisam of Beis. It says just like the Shulchan has four legs, your table should have four legs. Now they point out the Mishmul left it out. Left it out. So you have to know why the Mishmul left it out. The Mogavam does say it. A fifth thing is the idea of, everyone says you should not sit on a table. There's some Chaim Knievsky, he says, Api Kabbalah. Elm said, over Kuwait, it's not nice, it's not Mechubadik over here.
Like Islam in the Sharis?
Not to sit. No, to sit. Again,
last time it's not clear, it's sitting dangling feet up in the bed. That's all
I'm saying. It's not nice. We'll get to that. A sixth thing is, they bring down, not to stand on the table. Now, Avad al Khura, it means Al Derech Bezoin. But let's say the Derech is the Tish. And you know, that's people stand on the table and they give out things. That's how that Hog is. Al Khura, they over here at Bezoin. Same table derech bezayin. Same table derech bezayin. It's not derech bezayin. Lachor should not be an issue.
With anything, what about kids? Do you really want to go climb up somewhere?
If it's not derech bezayin, it should not be a problem.
Should you be biting kids to do all the time?
If it's, we're always taught that shulchan dam lebeach this concept.
Saying we're not biting them on a lot of areas.
It's a concept that most people are taught that way. The seventh thing is the mice is passing a kid over the table. The ma'amok for that, I don't see clear, but the ma'amok is from Chaim Piyashki. He says, where's ma'amok? He says, the oilam, the piyabrius. The one says, b'choshin, not to pass the kid over the table. So the ma'amok, the wife was right, the husband was right. They're arguing about it. Ma'amok, there's no real ma'amok, but again, of course, back to the concept of the Yishalmi and the Babas, the ma'amok, we should not pass the kid over the table. And eighth thing is, the ma'amok is...
Why can't it be together of something that he might I'm saying, it says it's not to take a kid in your lap.
No, also the Noig B'chochma says not to pass over a kid. Why? Because he wants to have a kid. The kid will make all over the table. Fine. But the Maisa today, the story does not apply today.
Hopefully has a
good doesn't apply today. So,
Noig
is Machbid.
The problem with passing the kid is it's like Moilah, no?
What?
It's like Moilah. The Shom's out of his bed. He can't pass the kid in time.
The Yisrael Chaim with Makar is said lo yidurali, doesn't know the Makar. An eighth example is that the Mishmur says you have knives on the table, you're supposed to cover it. And during the week, now on Shabbos, part we're supposed to cover it. A ninth thing they point out, a het over here, the place coming down, the Lavush, and the Mishmur says not to throw bread. The Baya, coming the Chaim Misander on the Smog Avram, says the Maisa, Chaim Amin the Bar, we throw it. We do. People throw bread all the time. They do a Maisa. So as long as Betshuva wants to tie in, you know why? Because Shulchan is done with Mizbeach, and the Maisa is done with the Murim that we threw, and therefore, Chaim Amin the Bar, we throw the Maisa on Maisa. But the Maisa says we have a Kabbalah, we have no problem throwing a Maisa. Maisa, even though the Mishmur says not to, my father tells me all the time, don't throw bread. Fine. But my those who have a Kabbalah too, why are Shulchan Dam Mizbeach?
All my kids have this Kabbalah.
A tenth case of Shulchan Dam Mizbeach is the idea of Damaiti, you should not give to an animal to go eat. That means if you have animals going, you can't give them any leftover food, but not Damaiti itself, because it's Dam Mizbeach. The 11th thing that's brought down by the Ben Ishchai, that the reason why Zimun is three people, can Mizbeach, and he's a coin living in Israel, so you also live Dam Mizbeach, you have to have the Zimun of three people over here. And the last thing is sure is the reason why we have milchik says Ramah, the shulchan is doimit to mizbeach, and just like the mizbeach has shtei lechem, and on shvuas you won't have shtei lechem. Therefore, how do you have shtei lechem? If you start the meal with milchik, you cannot use the same bread for milk for fleishik. You're forced to have a second lechem, and shulchan is doimit to mizbeach. One last thing in the Gita sakona is sakona of Mises Askura. The Gemara Brachos in the Chesed Mal brings down the 903 things are the 903 Mises in the world. The worst Mises in the world is Mises Askura. Krupp. Know what that is?
Yeah.
Fine. Krupp is a Mises that starts from your throat, goes to your stomach, and it's the worst Mises in the world. Now, what is Gorim the Mises Askura? So first, the Gemara Brachos Nachmim Omalav says you eat something that has no melech, or you drink something that has no water. That the Gemara says and brought down by the Poskim, that's nichel get a Mises Askura. Says the Amor, our Chaim Sim Kufayin, if so, why in the world do we make sure that everything we eat has salt inside, everything we drink has water inside? Because all of us have salt, and all of Tavshilim have water inside. That's why you do not seem to be makbid upon it. However, let's say the Magen Avraham speaks out, which was Sim Kufayin test, let's say we do find something that has no salt, or we do find something that has no water. Says the Magen Avraham, nishtan ha-tevo. Says the Shibur, nishtan ha-tevo.
Salt and water?
Everything you eat has to have salt, everything you drink has to have water. So two things. Number one, says the Ramah, everything we eat has salt, everything we drink has water. And number two, even if we don't, says the Shibur, from the Magen Avraham, nishtan ha-tevo. That's one thing we ask you. The second thing, the Ma'am Sakhlam, the Afkofei being down, if you eat before Abdullah.
How much salt?
The amount that you want? A little bit amount of salt. Don't say how much.
Those are a salt-free diet.
So again, it's the Shana Tevel.
No, they have salt in there anyways. It's very good.
The second thing, the Ma'am Sakhlam, the Afkofei, that anyone who eats before Abdullah, definitely get a Mrs. Askro, and therefore, again, anyway, you have to bring Abdullah, not to worry about it. The third thing is the Gemara on Shabbat Taf Lamed Gimel says people who are not do not take Meiser. I mean, if you want to know what we makbid about certain places, where to go eat, if you eat places, ask you. A fourth thing is that a person is Chayiv Chenek. So Rashi Ksubis on Taf Lamed Bay says Chayiv Chenek. Hashem Baruch Hu, make sure you get Mises Askura.
What?
Someone is Chayiv Chenek. So therefore, right? Ish. Therefore, get Mises Askura. A fifth thing is, the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel says that a person has spoke Lashon Hara, get Mises Askura. Now, the Meraglim, how they die? The Gemara on Shabbos Daf says, Askura. The Talmidei of Rabbi Akiva is very interesting, has brought down the Yevamos of Samach Beis, they're not knowing Kovet Zebezer, and how they die at the end of the day, Askura. Hell, the Gemara, they were not knowing Kovet Zebezer, 24,000 people, 12,000 Zugei. Mamash died, could not know Kovet Zebezer. How would they not know Kovet Zebezer? It says in Mashon and Yevamos, and the Pichodesh and Tov Sada Gimel, and the Sugya and by Shuas, by Sfira, the Kamel and Tainas, why? Because they would not know Kovet Zebezer, they spoke Lashon Hara. And there were 24,000 people passed away, with the Mises and Askara, like the Meraglim, and they spoke Lashon Hara one upon another. That means, people want to know, besides the Issa Derisa of Askara, they point out, the Taz over here says, the Issa about Tashchis, is the same is the end of Sakono. A lot of people jump upon him. Sakono, it's the Raisa. They'll point out, it's the Raisa Nunu. But Sakono, people are very makbid about it. Right? Very, very makbid. So, Lashon Hara, Nunu. But Maisa, is the end of Asko, from which country is but here's the end of Sakono over here. The end of Sakono of Lashon Hara. The last case, the Gemara and Shabbos Adlam Gimel brings down that Asko comes from the end of Avoin of Little Torah. Another reason why we have to learn. Maiso, we went through numerous things over here and again to the Sugya Sakana. In most cases, there are other things to discuss.
Is it up in courses or a mitzvah?
No. What?
Is it up in courses or a mitzvah to be
Machman? What has to do with Sakana?
Machman who? Machman who?
Shishim.
We can post him say it's Kamoi Minas.
No.
Yeah, of course.
What about Klisheni?
No, again, yeah, there means Bishol. This is the Sinas Tam. They said Bishol, not the Sinas Tam. Most of the Klisheni is not Mavashol. It's good for tomorrow. We're not getting arguing tomorrow. Now, the Maishim went through numerous cases. We have a couple of Kaburas. I mentioned numerous Machlokesim. Every good shallow, what you go do? That means Hashes Lechat Chilo to be worried for it. But the Evan Mok Matzarech Yishlod. Now, Pashit can tell me we have Sveik Sveikis and Stod Moment to be Mekel. Again, the Amor is very clear. Chamir is the Kantam Yisuro. And over here, even my Sveikis yet to be Machmer.
It's also to learn
even my Sveikis yet to be Machmer. Now, Lamaisel, again, The correct thing is to learn the sugya, come out with a maskana, what to go do. But about these things are sakonas, are in yonim. Again, like Mishchai Benashe Don Beroisha, again, the Divi Yatsa, public words. It's borally that the Misa Mashunah, the Kamiyah, the Machla Yadua is because people are not sure about these things. I don't know how the world works, but these concepts, again, they're almost very clear. Chamir Sikantim Yisru, be very careful about these concepts over here. So, Avada, there are Tzadim and Svaras, you have to take even Ben Omach Veru into account over here, especially if you do, with Nichol Geda, maybe Shur Mitzvah Loide Dovara. But Avada Achila, you have to be worried about these things over here and take them into account. In fact, if you work upon them and you learn the Sigur and not be Nichol, not Boyin Bitta Torah, in fact, you'll know exactly what to go do. It's very simple. No problem over here. Now, Bez Hashem, the next thing you're doing is Sim Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Zayin, next Chabur is supposed to be Wednesday. I think it's too short of an amount of time. Next Chabur will be Sunday on everything. That means, instead of being...
Wait, there going to be a Chabur on Wednesday?
It'll be no. Sunday, but putting everything... That means, it was supposed to be, was Wednesday and Sunday on Kuf Yud Zayin twice. It'll only be Sunday on Kuf Yud Zayin once.
What about Tashkas?
The whole Kuf Yud Zayin?
The whole Kuf Yud Zayin. It's one Sif. That's awful. So it's one week.
What about all the things like not